What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bully Talk Podcast. I am your host, Montone Barbudo, aka the Bearded Bully, and today I have a funny story for y'all. So as a kid growing up, I always knew that I was gonna indulge in certain drugs. Not all drugs, but some drugs I knew that I was gonna try at some point in my life because I was always curious. The drug of choice that we will be speaking on today is ecstasy. Now, I know a lot of people have their own feelings about ecstasy and pills and this, that, and the third, but keep your opinion to yourself and just laugh at the fucking story, alright? So, this was a few years ago, and me and my mans from work, we decided that we wanted to go out for some drinks, right? So, I post on Facebook, yo, niggas is going to 123 Burger Shot and Hell's Kitchen, so if you want to pull up, pop out, I'm going to be there. So, one of my homegirls hit me up. She said she wanted to pull up. So, I'm like, all right, bet. Like, I'm going to be there. Just hit me when you get there. So, me and my mans, we at the bar. We drink and take a couple of shots, whatever. And if you ever been to 123 Burger Shot, you know them shots really ain't shit. Like, you really got to drink mad shit. So, I'm talking to my mans. I'm like, yo, my homegirl said she gonna pull up on us this night or third. We'll see what's up. Because I don't really believe niggas. Like, you might say one thing and do something else. I'm not going to hold you to it, but if that's what you do, that's what you do. So, my homegirl pull up with her cousin, and they decided that they actually wanted to go to a bar because 123 wasn't it. Like, by the time they got to us, actually, I think we were leaving. So, we decided that we was going to go to a little bar, whatever. All right, cool. So, we go to this bar, I think over near like 14th Street or like 10th Street or something. It was like somewhere in the Lower East Side. And while we're walking to the train station, I see them step back and shit. So I'm like, yo, what y'all doing? They's like, oh, we about to take a pill. I'm like, nigga, I want to take one too. Like, don't leave me out. So being that it was my first time, they broke it in half and gave me a piece. So I take it. I'm not too sure on how fast it reacts because I've taken Molly before, but I've never taken an ecstasy pill. So this was something new to me. So we walk and we get on the train. They got some Henny. We drinking the Henny. Mind you, I just left 123 Burger Shot. So I'm probably like 6-7 shots in already. Now we drinking Henny. So we get over to near the bar and it starts to kick in. Like, I can feel it. I'm getting thirsty. Like, my pupils are getting bigger. Like, I feel it. But I don't want, like, no water, no orange juice. I wanted more liquor. So we went to another liquor store. I ended up getting a bottle of, like, Jack Daniels or something. No, I got a bottle of Grey Goose. The small bottle of Grey Goose. So I'm drinking a Grey Goose outside. I'm fucked with the white people walking by. The two girls, they over there clap with me. My mans, he don't know why we're slapped because my other bro met us there. So he don't know why we acting like this. So, boom. After that, I literally do not remember how the night went. I remember we went into the bar. My bro told me, he's like, yo, boy, you was buying shots for everybody, my nigga. I'm like, what? I'm like, nah, bro. I'm like, nah. He was like, son, every time the girls bought a shot, you bought a shot. And I'm like, yo, why wasn't you stopping me? Like, why was you letting me compete with these bitches? He's like, yo, bro, you look like you was having a good time, so I just let you rock. All right, cool. So now, it's kind of the end of the night. Me and Shorty, we both still off the shits. So I'm like, yo, like, what's up? Like, let's go get a room. So we get the room, right? We take an Uber from Manhattan all the way to fucking Queens, bro. Went to the Marriott and booked the room, right? If you've been to the Marriott, you know them rooms are pretty fucking pricey. Why did niggas get upstairs and fall asleep? Like, yo, I woke up the next morning, my mouth was dry, my hand was hurting, and I'm laying next to her like, boy, we didn't even do nothing. Like, we literally got the room and went to sleep. So I dead called my bank mad fast, like, yo, whatever charges you seen on that shit last night, that wasn't me. The charges in the city, like, 123 Burger Shot, yeah, that's me. But anything after that, nah, I lost my car, that wasn't me. Niggas ended up reviewing it. They gave me my bread back. And you know what's funny? I never talked to that girl again. Like, I think we probably linked up one time after I hit and realized that the shit was trash. And I'm like, yeah, this is a done deal. Like, I don't even know why I put myself through that. So after that, I learned that ecstasy isn't a drug for me. It's not the drug for me at all. I ended up fucking up my hand. Like, my hand is still fucked up to this day. And it's just like, was it worth it? Like, really? Was it worth it spending $500-$600 that night to y'all? Because for some reason, everybody on social media is a big baller. $500-$600 a night. That's nothing. Oh, I do that. Bro, I'm broke. You feel me? I work a fucking 9-to-5 job. I don't scam. So $500 to $600 of working money? Nigga, is you crazy? I need that. I need that ASAP. But yo, I'm going to wrap this episode up. Y'all already know what to do. Go follow the Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook page at Bully Talk Podcast. I'm going to try to be more consistent with the fucking episodes. But this is something that I thought about yesterday, and I just had to come and tell y'all niggas. But y'all already know the vibes. We out.